If you're ever backstage at a big music festival and you're curious about just who put it together, just look for the person who looks completely exhausted. There's no end to the amount of work involved in bringing artists from all over to a Hawaii stage, but Ken Bergmeier is a veteran at this sort of thing. His latest round-the-clock obsession is the upcoming second annual Big Island Jazz and Blues Festival 2013, coming up Memorial Day weekend, and includes a handsome array of artists, and he's on the phone to tell us about it. And Ken, I don't envy you your job.
Oh, good morning, Chris. Well,
good morning.
Thanks for the support. Yeah, I don't blame you. It's a lot of work, I'll tell you. And some people just don't have any idea. But you know, it's a passion that you have to have, and a drive to, and a love for music and culture. You know, that kind of.
But it also has to involves a lot of patience with the behind the scenes work that it takes to bring, you know, an hour worth of performance on your stage. Has many hours by you behind it, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, days and days of planning, you know, months actually too, it leads on. But you know, you just gotta, you know, it starts out, you know, hey, there's a lot of key elements, like the right location. Is there electrical, water, parking, internet? Mm-hmm. The infrastructure you need for an event can be overwhelming at times.
Was it pretty overwhelming your first time out? I mean, this is not your first rodeo, but mm-hmm. when you did your first couple of rodeos, was it pretty overwhelming?
You know, at some moments it really seemed to be like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you get the right team behind you, and like I say, this drive to really pull off something incredible for families and people to have in their memories for a lifetime. Like, you know, just doing these festivals, that's a very stimulating and a drive that keeps us going.
Well, I would think, Ken, that one of the things you need to start out with is a certain amount of confidence that you're going to have an audience at the end of your rainbow, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, in this, being like a promoter in Hawaii and, you know, any festival, you're a gambler.
Yeah, okay? Sure.
And it's, you got to roll the dice. But we do feel like, hey, if we bring in about 6, 7, 8 well-known musicians, artists who are respected, and make the events, you know, sometimes most of our events are free for starters, but mm-hmm. we do have, like, the Big Island, we do charge. We're trying to keep the cost as low as possible. But, you know, like I say, it's a gambling process. You just got to go for it. And we've been blessed, you know, doing festivals for almost 2 decades here in Hawaii. So it's not our first rodeo, but I'll tell you what, every time we think, okay, we're going to do it again. Last year we did like 6 festivals.
Uh-huh.
And this year we're on to do 6 again. And, you know, after you feel the success of it, and you're right, when you're looking for that guy, the most tired-looking guy, yeah. and people, you nailed it right there in the beginning.
It's a sleep deprivation issue that kind of thinking about. You know?
Oh, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, oh, man, I forgot to do this.
Yeah, there has to be, right?
Oh, yeah, and I run to my computer and boom, boom, I have to bang it out.
Yeah, the whole time zone thing, right? You're dealing with people who are in New Orleans and all over the place.
Yeah,
as well.
New York, and, you know, those time structures, and then I'll get a phone call on my cell phone. Sometimes they just forget, oh, shoot, just 4 o'clock in the morning there. Oh, sorry, Ken. But you just get through it and you work. And we're just, like I say, we're just blessed to be able to make these events really happen. And they're getting a huge following. I mean, with the internet the way it is and social media, it's incredible what kind of responses we get. You know, so much flowing aloha and support.
Has that helped a lot, the growth of things like Twitter and Facebook?
Oh, absolutely.
Really giving you a boost?
I mean, doing stuff. Shoots, even 5, 6 years ago, we didn't have this.
Yeah.
It was more of a struggle. I still to this day go to businesses and hand a poster. I was just on a Big Island, and go to businesses independently and just knock on the door and say, hey, I'm Kenny, can we put these posters up? We're doing this.
That's the old way.
Have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I still hardly believe that, but you have to, you know, we're in that technological age. We have to do the Facebook and the Twitter and everything
but
else.
You're still wearing out shoe leather at the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Wearing those slippers all down.
Wearing out rubber, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, you at the end of the day, you know, I'm going out there. Like, I was on the Big Island. I drove 300 miles in one day.
Uh-huh.
Going Kona, Hilo, all the way back over.
Only on the Big Island can you do that.
Yeah, only on the Big Island. It's like being back on the mainland, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, you got to realize, oh, okay, man, I can barely talk this morning.
Well, you know, one of the things that you do with your festivals is you have a mix of mainland international and local artists.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find that when you get some, you know, people that we don't get to hear that much in Hawaii, Delphio Marsalis is coming out, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
As an example. And then you pair that with local talent, like you've got Volcano Choi playing. And does it help foster appreciation of who we've got here, homegrown artists?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And there's those moments. We've had so many magical moments where, like, Delphio Marsalis or Joe Louis Walker, these are legends.
Yeah.
And Les McCann, and they'll bring up a local guy like Junior Volcano Choi or Paul LaFuga or Brother Nolan or John Keabe
mm-hmm.
on stage, and they're playing together. And I've seen some, you know, friendships form and some even new CD projects where they're working together, which is really enlightening, too.
Well, that's the thing that's sort of the difference between a festival and a more dry concert or club presentation, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? That interaction.
And in our festivals, we always try and do them. They're like, you know, 2, 3, or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So the musicians really get to know each other, and a fan can come and hang out. It's not like we have the big backstage, big security, you know, thing happening.
Yeah,
you can kind of mingle, and when a musician's done, we send them over to the CD, and you can talk story with them. They'll sign your CD, your autograph, get photos. Real, true aloha flowing consistently. And that's my goal. I don't want to make this like, uh-oh, you know, you can't go past this line. Sorry, get out.
Don't touch me.
I've been to those festivals like,
oh yeah,
you know, it's we just try and make it. It's we're Hawaii, and I want to keep those kind of like back roots, you know, Hawaiian style, you know, kind of pila.
Do the musicians that you bring in, do they say, this is different here, the feeling is different here?
Absolutely. And, you know, most guys all come here. You know, a lot of festivals, they come in and they're maybe in one night and they're out of there. With our festival, all our musicians usually hang out for 4, 5, or 6 days.
They look for an excuse to add as many days as possible. Yeah?
Yes, and that's, you know, that's one, you know, way I get some of these great legends, Grammy winners coming over, like say, hey, I'll give you a little vacation, too, and I'll take you to show you this here in Hawaii. And they get into it, and they say, hey, you know, bring your wife. And they look at it as a little getaway for them. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Not a tough sell for you to get the artists to come.
No. We that's why we all live here, right? And it does. Maui, Hawaii, Big Island, you know, it has a draw.
Well, Ken, thanks very much for talking with us. It's great to catch up with you.
All right, Kristen, thanks, and love your show, and carry on with all you do for us.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, aloha.
Kenneth Bergmeier is the director of the second annual Big Island Jazz and Blues Festival 2013. It's set for the weekend of May 30th, and details are on our HPR website.